This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this New Year's Eve. 713-572-4610. I was about to ask a question, but I forgot it's question of the day time. I can't be throwing out two different questions to talk about in this moment.
Don't confuse the people.
No, I think our people are capable of handling, you know, walking and chewing gum at the same time. I just feel like that is not fair to do to them. So let me just throw out the question of the day then.
At the head and rub the tummy
there you
at
go.
The same time.
There you go. Bold prediction, baby. What is your bold prediction for the upcoming year in Houston sports? Yesterday, we took the opportunity to look back at our favorite moments. Now, see if you can go ahead and put in the call for your upcoming favorite moment, or maybe not favorite moment, depending on how you go for it. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Go ahead and get bold with it, baby. What's your bold prediction for the upcoming year?
My bold prediction is definitely not going to be a favorite moment if it actually happens. All right? And so here we are. The Astros will trade either Jose Altuve or Yordan Alvarez. One of those two players will not be on the team, let's say this time next year when we do this again, or by the end of the MLB season. That's either Yordan Alvarez or Jose Altuve will have played their last game as an Astro by the end of the year.
Starting out bold. I love that it, B. Scott. And you know what's funny? I don't think that is too wild. It is pretty wild, especially because Jose Altuve is the greatest Astro, at least of our lifetimes.
The guy has three batting titles,
a couple of World Series. Culturally, he carries this thing. They have made it abundantly clear that they are going to go to great lengths to make sure that he is here for the remainder of his career. However, you were looking at an infield where it is getting more and more untenable. We are seeing the decline happen in a way that it is starting to happen a little quicker than I think we at least hoped. Because there was reason when he got that contract. We weren't like, oh, this is just going to be, you know, this is going to be fine. We're like, well, you have to do it because of X, Y, and Z, most of that being who he is and what he means to your franchise.
Correct.
Could they reach a point where they go, actually, we need to be more pragmatic? Sure. I think the pragmatic answer would be the other one that you're talking about here.
Yeah, Yordan.
Yeah, Yordan creates a lot of issues while also being a terrifying hitter. How much does that matter if he's unable to be healthy?
Yeah.
How much does that matter if you get to a place where you're like, we need to open up that DH spot for the other dude?
Yeah.
And the place where he can actually still be useful for us? And if you were to, let's say, make a trade, because I imagine that you would want to get something back for either of these. I don't think this would be a walkout situation or something to that effect. I think that he brings back the most of the two that we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's clearly it. And the conflict I think we all understand is that you've got two guys that are incredibly important to your franchise, have contributed a great deal to winning, but there's only one DH spot in the lineup, and neither of them ideally should be playing defense at this point. Like, you don't want regular Yordan Alvarez appearances in left field. And they tried the left field thing with Jose Altuve last year, and we saw how they quietly sort of abandoned that toward the end of the season. But there was also a reason why they did it in the first place, because they didn't trust him all that much at second base. How much of a liability is he still, or will he be at second base? I think we're going to get a chance to find that out this season. But when it comes down to it, it's just a math problem. You got two guys and really one spot to put both of them in the lineup, and you can't fit two into one. Somebody's got to go. Something's got to give. And to the point that you just made about Yordan Alvarez, this is kind of twofold. Jose Altuve is the franchise icon, to the point that you made earlier. Like, this is the best player in franchise history. And so there's a symbolic value that goes with that. And then the other side of it, which is probably the the more relevant point, especially for Astros fans, is that Yordan Alvarez is at least a younger player, a more prolific hitter at this point, especially when he's healthy. And so the idea is that he would yield you more than, say, Jose Altuve, who is my age. So that is the – so it seems like it would be more likely to be Yordan, both because of the return and because of what Jose Altuve represents to the franchise.
If this were to happen, and mind you, people on the text line are already sharpening their pitchforks and lighting their stakes or what have you.
I
did qualify by saying I didn't like it, but the prediction's supposed to be bold, and that's what it is.
Yeah, if this were to actually happen, and one of these guys, and I think we've settled on the possibility of Yordan, mind you, these are bold predictions for the 2026 year in Houston sports. Do not come at me. If that was to happen, at what point? Because in my mind, if they had the temerity, if Dana Brown just had a big old cojones to decide this needed to happen, it would be smart to do it sooner rather than later before the season, because trading one of them fixes a logjam that right now it feels like you're going to have to make a move in order to fix. Where you talk about where do we play Carlos Correa and Isak Paredes and Christian Walker. Well, if Yordan Alvarez is traded for more talent that I imagine would be able to play in the field somewhere, that creates an opportunity for you to platoon Carlos Correa and Isak Paredes or something and keep the dudes who have been your best hitters more consistently on this team.
Yeah. So to the point of doing it earlier, I agree with you like on the surface level, but I do see how the Astros could convince themselves, hey, let's give ourselves a shot at it, a run at it, to kind of at least figure it out, do a lot of what the Texans are doing. Just recoil straight up at the idea that you would get rid of either one of these guys. Go give it an honest effort. Give it a try. But think about it. In the crosstalk, what was Sean Pendergast's bold prediction? That the Astros would finish third? Okay, let's play that out for a second and say approaching the trade deadline in 2026, they are third in the AOS standings. Okay, now what do you do when you're facing down the barrel of back-to-back years of missing the postseason and being an inferior team in your own division, which is not all that strong, particularly strong to begin with? Then you got to start having some real honest conversations about where you stand in the overall landscape and what your future looks like. And then how do you go about going from here to there? And it's going to cost you. You know, it's not like you've got the greatest farm system or really ever have. And so how do you get there? And Yordan Alvarez might be your best way to try and do that, unfortunately, because I don't want to see either one of these guys go. I want to be clear about that. I rock with the Astros. I rock with both of those players. But we are at an inflection point. And then at some point, you're going to reach a crossroads, I do believe.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How do you like that? Because somebody in, you know, tagging on to what you've put up here for your bold prediction that either Yordan Alvarez or Jose Altuve will not be on this team by this time next year. They said that the prediction is that neither of them will be traded, but Altuve will retire at season's end. How likely does that feel? Because he feels like a dude who you're going to have to pull him off the field.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see him retiring because he can still swing the stick, and I think he can still make pretty good money as a DH. Mm-hmm. Like he could be this team's DH. You know, the dilemma only exists because Yordan Alvarez is on the team, and it'd be great if one of those guys could just play in the field, and then that would allow the other one to be a DH. And it would make sense if, say, the younger guy could do it, Yordan, and it just hasn't quite worked out that way because both he's not great at it and he's not healthy enough, you know, and so you want to preserve said health and give him fewer chances to be injured, right? So, like, you want to mitigate or even eliminate the possibility that he and Jeremy Pena could collide in the outfield, or he and Jake Myers or whoever's in center field could collide in the outfield. You don't want that to happen. So, yeah, it is a conundrum. I will say that. It is definitely a conundrum.
Another bold prediction that came through, we will be in downtown with a parade. Obviously, there's a lot of people that go to a lot of different teams. Which one do you feel like is the most likely? Which parade?
Oh, most likely? The Texans.
Okay.
The Texans.
Because I was like, I thought there was an argument to be made for the Rockets there.
I think there is an argument to be made for the Rockets. I think it's just, I believe in the top of the West and the NBA by proxy, because the top of the NBA is the West. I believe in that more so than I believe in the top of anything in the NFL. Like, I like the Texans' chances against any NFL team better than I like the Rockets' chances against, say, any combination of Oklahoma City and Denver.
Another bold prediction. And this one I find to be fascinating, because I don't think that it inherently has to mean what you would think it means. From the 832, bold prediction, CJ doesn't get a second contract
with
the Texans.
That is bold, because I think that's just going to happen.
I do as well. I do wonder, though, and this would go contrary to the way that Nick Casario has handled his business recently, but I do wonder, would they wait on doing the contract and not do it next year? You know, because like the thought process is it's available to happen next year, and so you just do it next year, right? But there is the possibility that you hold on and do it in the year after, is there not?
It is possible, but I think you're dealing with, at that point, some real dangerous terrain at
Certainly.
That point. Like, you've got a quarterback that's led you to the playoffs three straight years, and it's the first time it's ever happened in your franchise's history. They make it a point to note every time CJ passes some kind of franchise mark for quarterbacks. And it's not like they've had a ton of quarterbacks in their franchise history, but he is quickly climbing and he's only had 3 years to do so. Like, everything about his career at this point leads to second contract, and to kick the can down the road and to wait feels like it would be dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of like the relationship and the vibe around the building, I think they would want to get that taken care of.
There's more bold takes. Keep sending them in. Let's do this all day long if you don't mind. 713-572-4610. Your bold takes for the year coming in Houston sports. We didn't get any Cougs takes because there's some really juicy ones that you could throw out here college football wise.
Yeah.
With the University of Houston Cougars. Like, there's a lot of different places that you could go.
Cougs in the playoffs next year?
I don't know that I go there. I do wonder if, well, actually,
that's bold.
I was going to say, if you go with Cougs winning the Big 12, is that not the place where they go into the playoff?
Fair enough.
That would
that's
be
how they get in.
And that is not all that outside. That's not that wild of a possibility. Texas Tech put a whole bunch of money in this year.
Yeah.
Does that sustain? Does that hold them? Who at the top of the Big 12 are you really afraid of? And Utah just lost their 21-year head coach to go to Michigan. Like, there's possibilities. There's plausibilities in here.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Not mad at it. How great would that be? U of H in the playoffs, how far they would have come. Even at the Texas Bowl over the weekend, I was thinking about, man, as a kid, I could not have imagined this. LSU and U of H playing a relevant football game. So, yeah, man, it's good times for them.
Okay. We'll keep those coming. We'll talk about that as we continue on in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where – The modern era candidates for the Hall of Fame has created a debate on NFL Twitter, and I'd like to bring it to you, B. Scott. Let's do that next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.